Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You know, they say things can't ever change, Mike Harmon. If you're doing one thing for so long, it's never going to change. That is not true. I just watched Francisco Lindor hit a home run
for the
New York Mets. He just hit a home run. And not like it was a video of a home run when he played with Cleveland and they put the Mets uniform on him.
Sure.
No. Francisco Lindor just hit a home run for the Mets to tie the game with the Diamondbacks. He is now hitting 177.
Well, like the old paint jobs they did on trading cards back in the day. Now you can digitally put a uniform on him. Back then it was, hey, get an artist to kind of paint something that looks looks like a Mets jersey on him. Look, I just watched the Bulls on national television embarrass the Boston Celtics. So not only were the Bulls on national television, they embarrassed the Boston Celtics. That was crazy.
it's a big night for both of us.
That was insane, man.
Things could be changing. Things are changing for me right now.
Well, and we get to follow the Knicks live and in living color because they're getting ready to start. We've got the Lakers against the Blazers, who actually have fans in attendance after all the players raised their hand and said, hey, what the hell's going on here? Good things.
This is a loser leave town match with the Lakers. I mean, that's what tonight is. I mean, this is what it's built up to be. This is one of those old WWF, and you lose, and we never see you again.
We cut your hair, and then you have to leave town. Let's
that's
go.
Exactly.
In other
what
words, we'd already had the leak of the guy signing a contract with a different promotion, or deciding he needed 6 months in Japan or whatever to go make some cash, whatever the case, or a surgery. But here we are, man. Big Friday night. So much swirling about. Excited to be here.
How long do I need to leave town for? Just a few months. It's good. You go do your thing, and you go, and then you come back, and maybe you have a mask on, or you know, who knows. But you come back.
Well, now you're part of what were they? The Great Destroyers or the Super Destroyers? I think it was the Super Destroyers.
Oh yeah. You're going to
put the masks on Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Yeah.
Listen, you're going to go wrestle in the ECW now for like 6 months, and then you're going to come back to us. That's how it's going to work. Loser leave town for the Lakers and Blazers tonight. And clearly, look, there are two big marquee games on the slate tonight, right? Knicks and the Suns, that's going to start in a couple minutes, and the Lakers and the Blazers. And obviously the Lakers-Blazers are a very big deal because we could watch the defending champions fall out of the top six for the first time all season. Likely that is going to happen. Anthony Davis is going to play. LeBron James is not going to play. And this is where things have gotten really weird in the last 24 hours. So last night, following the Lakers' loss a night ago, it was very shocking to see the post-game report and see Lakers head coach Frank Vogel say, LeBron's not been with the team the last couple of games, and everybody's thinking, okay, well, he's been injured, he's not been there. Why has he not been there? And Frank Vogel said, he's just not here. Well, is it injury-related? No. So you had Frank Vogel, head coach of the Lakers, say it is not injury-related why LeBron James is not with the team. This has kind of turned into a thing. It happened very late on the last hour of our show last night. It was a very big deal. We talked about it, and then we get the statement from the Lakers. I said, well, we allowed him to be away from the team to rest his injury. Okay, that would be being away from the team because of an injury. And Frank Vogel said, no, not because of an injury. All right, now, there is something going on with LeBron and the Lakers that's a really big deal. There is something big happening right now that we just don't know about. There's something between the sides. It's a LeBron versus the Lakers kind of situation where something is up where he's not with the team. It's you're coming down the stretch for to stay in the top six or get ready for your title defense, and LeBron's not around, and the head coach doesn't defend LeBron James and say everything is fine. Yeah, he was allowed to be away from the team. They could have made an excuse for him. They could easily have said, yeah, look, we're giving LeBron away so he can rest his injury. Now, this is something where it is LeBron versus the Lakers. Is it LeBron versus Frank Vogel? Is it LeBron versus the front office? It's something that we're going to find out. Because that's exactly what's happening right now. There is too much weirdness going on around the Lakers for it not to be something big. Now, is this something that we might know by the weekend, by Monday? I guarantee you all the NBA insiders are in on what's happening right now, trying to figure this out. Woj and Shams and everybody else is trying to go, okay, why is LeBron not around the team? Why is there this secrecy happening with LeBron James? I mean it. It's something up that's big that we just don't know about yet. And it could be many things, right? I mean, it could be a situation of LeBron and his teammates. It could be LeBron just needs time away. Kyrie Irving personal time, like Kyrie's at early this year. But something is up really big with the Lakers, because this wouldn't be a thing and it shouldn't be a thing this close to the playoffs. If it was this in the middle of the season, LeBron was away, he needed some load management time, okay, I kind of get that. But, he's been away from the team for a bit when he was rehabbing his injury, and he came back and he dinged it up a little bit and now he's not playing. Something is up that we don't know about that we will find out sometime very shortly, I guarantee you.
No, it's a curiosity. And obviously, I was referring to the machines. The Super Destroyers were just prelim bums that wore masks. But Bobby Heenan, had all those guys in masks at different times, all the stars that were, quote, suspended or whatever. The LeBron James tweet, though, from 8:45 this morning, why does everybody assume that has anything to do with Space Jam 2? Is the where I'm raising my hand. It's all fun and games until the bunny got the gun. It could be.
It could be Space
Jam. Could
be
completely something else, right?
Yeah, could be.
In terms of power and authority and all of those kind of things. So LeBron, who's used his social media for non-sports quite a bit over multiple years, but certainly this year in particular. So is it something there? But related to the team itself, yeah, Frank Vogel looked like a deer in the headlights when that question went up. Started shifting in his seat. And you and I, as professional radio hosts, we are also professional body language experts. That's what you become. You get a diploma as soon as you sign on for your first air shift to be able to do such things and speculate across the vast Fox Sports Radio network. So, yeah, there's something else there. Is he now upset with what the supporting cast is? Is he now angry and part of it was lashing out against the play-in games? There's something with the schedule and everything behind the scenes that he's fighting not only internally but also, shouting back to the commissioner? Because that's the first time he's gone after Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yep. The commissioner's office and the, kind of a declaration of, this is a screw job and whatever else. And again, you all agreed to it and the owners all agreed to it. And we've known in the history, if it wasn't working for the players, especially if LeBron was vocal and made the call to the bat phone, that it wouldn't happen and it wouldn't go forward. And this time, because of the success last year and the bubble and everything that worked out, it stays, right? Interest down the stretch, no tanking, everybody battling through. Even if you're on the outs, you're still getting a pretty good effort from most of these teams each night. Look at where some of the bottom feeders have had some pretty good runs as their young talent gets more playing time. I know we jokingly talked about the T-Wolves a little bit last week, but as soon as they let Edwards start playing in the fourth quarter, lo and behold, look, they started getting some wins. And it's fun down the stretch, and that's another name we'll be talking about for the next 15 years. So it's all fine and good, but, is it part of that product? The back-to-backs, the 72-game condensed schedule, all of it plays, and now it becomes the, all right, tap every source and anybody you've ever talked to around that team because there's something cooking.
Well, that's the thing. If that was it, right, and those are all good things you brought up, I could see that being something, but that's a middle of the season, like, hey, I'm taking a personal stand against this. That's sure. Not something where at the end of the year you say, hey, yeah, look, I know we're fighting for our quote, playoff lives here, and we potentially could be in the play-in round, and I don't know if that's where we want to be, but that could happen to us. But I really don't like the whole play-in thing, so I'm going to sit. I'm going to not play. I don't know that that would be it. It wouldn't be something league-oriented, because if it was league-oriented, he would know when the time is for that. You know, the time to strike on that is not with five games left in the regular season and your team is really a mess right now. So that's why I'm
no, it's a misdirection.
It's
right? It's an issue, but it distracts from whatever else is going on.
It really is, and this takes you back to the earlier parts of LeBron's career. And it's not like you can say, well, this is completely unprecedented. I mean, how many times do we see LeBron early in his career? The first finals with the Heat and the Mavericks, when he suddenly just stopped playing midway through the finals and didn't take shots and didn't take shots in clutch moments. And it was, what are you doing playing hot potato with the basketball? What, that didn't make any sense. How many times did we see it with the Cavaliers when he get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Where's LeBron stepping up? Where's LeBron in the fourth quarter when he has disappeared? He has done this. He has done this before. And for whatever reason, he would have to do that. Earlier on, I thought, okay, well, he's grown out of it now. But now I wonder, is that back? I mean, is it back? Is he now that he's, you know, he's older and he's done everything he's wanted to do? Is it back now? And hey, you know what? I'm backing away. Why? This is the worst time to do it. Yeah, I know, but still, why are you doing it? Eh, I've done it before. Okay, sure, LeBron. That's what really I don't get about this is that we've seen it before. We've seen it happen, and he knows that there's a big deal going on right now about what he is not being with the Lakers, right? He knows that was a big deal coming off last night. And potentially the only time he's addressed anything is that tweet this morning that everybody was thinking might be Space Jam. I mean, why is LeBron not out saying, yeah, hey, everything is cool? No, everything is good.
Why wouldn't you have a picture of Bugs Bunny or something? Someone would have crafted him a little emoji actually looked like Bugs or had the Warner Brothers logo or something.
I'm sure he's allowed to put out, you know, a still from the movie. You know, promotion of the movie, right? Anybody can do it. I mean, why would he not say he knows it's a story? Why would he not just say, hey, y'all, I'm fine? You know, like, well, yeah, I'm cool. I'm resting. I'm ready. I'll be back at it on Monday. Why would he not do something like that? Why would he not try to tamp that down? That's why. I mean, LeBron versus the Lakers has taken many forms in the last few years. When he first signed, it was, you know, I'm the most important person on this team. And I'm going to show you I'm the most important person on this team. And I'm going to barely acknowledge Magic Johnson. I'm not going to show up in the city until I absolutely have to. I'm not going to talk to the media until I absolutely have to because everybody's on my time now. Okay, all right. Look, you know, now here's LeBron, and Clutch Sports is trying to take over the Lakers as we're going to sign the players and keep the players at her in Clutch Sports. There has been LeBron versus the Lakers for a while now, and this is just another part of it. Now, what it is, I mean, I'm waiting for it, but there's too much smoke and there's too much stuff going around with the team that's just weird. And Frank Vogel, I look at it as, hey, Frank Vogel, it seemed like last night he just had enough. Whatever, to be at the point where I'm not going to stand up for LeBron and protect him and just say he's away from the team. And if he was away from the team for a legitimate personal reason or business reason, he would have said so. He would have said, listen, LeBron's away from the team. It's all good. He's got permission. We've talked. It's all good. He just said he's not with the team. Well, is it injury related? No, it's not. There's something has to happen where Frank Vogel had to be at the end of his rope to be able to say that in a post-game press conference. To say, you know, and not just say, it's all good, we're keeping this all in-house, LeBron is fine. Something have had to be. So that's why I go back to LeBron versus the Lakers, because we've seen it before. And we've seen erratic behavior from LeBron James at different times and seasons. I don't want to say erratic. We have seen a different and strange kind of behavior from LeBron James that doesn't really feed into, this is not really how athletes deal with this moment X at this point in the season. So that's why I look at this and I go, that's kind of what I see. I mean, I see this happening again.
Yeah, this is interesting. Again, we looked at that Vogel thing in Living Color, Live and in Living Color, and immediately coming after a quick break, it was, all right, we've watched it a couple times. My God. And 24 hours later, you know, we can get excited about the fact that Anthony Davis is going tonight. I broke out some streamers and one of those little horns that I can go like you would on New Year's Eve. Exactly. Well, I mean, you can't see him because LeBron's not there. He's taking a page out of John Cena's book, Mr. Invisible. No, I mean, this Yeah, there it is. And maybe he'll show up to the playoffs, and that'll be playing in the background. Hey, look, I came back. But right now, we've got some chaos here. You thought it was bad that the Dodgers had a bunch of injuries and guys weren't hitting? No. Hold my beer.
There is something with the Lakers that we're just not being told. Trust me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A timeless classic on a Friday night. Friday, I'm in love here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, 50 minutes of music an hour every day here. And, of course, request lines are open at 877-99 on Fox. Don't forget next hour, the Love Flight dedication. If you've ever been in love, you are in love, you know somebody who's in love, you want to be in love. If you've never been in love, if friends of yours are in love, if you loved someone and she didn't love you back, if she loved you and you didn't know it at the time, hey, get your request and dedication in. Nothing
nicely
but love
done
songs here on a Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. And don't forget to get your votes in at How About a Fresca at Swollen Dome for the Jackass of the Week. Bray along with us here as we take you through a beautiful Friday.
You know, you and I would be a horrible, radio team, like if we were doing music, because I would say, hey, here we go. We're going to do the love song thing. All right, great. No, I want to talk about who's the biggest jackass. And, you take people out of the whole mode of, hey, look, I guarantee you, Ty Shirt and Lee right now, everybody else listening going, oh, they're thinking about love songs. Then you come in, hey, who's your jackass of the week right here? I mean, it's, we got to figure, we got a yin and yang here a little bit, buddy.
Well, that's what we did. You went all soft and weak and you're, hey, let's talk about love. F that. Get the anger out before you get into the weekend.
I don't know that you can say that on the radio.
I just did.
I don't know that you can do that, buddy.
Well, it's been nice knowing you, Mike.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay. So, Mike Harmon apparently not feeling the love tonight.
Oh, no.
Can he feel the love tonight? Not quite like Simba and Nala.
All right, that's your best one yet.
You like that?
That was pretty good. Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah,
that was a
way
good
to bring it back and get it all G-rated.
Well, I understood the reference, too.
Lion?
I'm a Disney kid. I watch a lot of movies. I understand. Timon and Pumbaa. Yeah, the one farts. Yeah, it's fine.
Whoa.
Yeah, like
whoa. Yeah.
It's a gastrointestinal thing, man.
That. Every time that I... Please, Pumbaa, not in front of the kids. Oh, right, sorry. Hakuna Matata. And you play the sound effect.
I didn't
you
play
get
anything.
Mad at me. I don't play anything.
Why are you blaming me?
I don't play anything.
It just happened.
You know, Tyshire would be the one. The police could grab him and say, okay, we know that this quinoa was stolen from this store. And Tyshire would say, not me. And meanwhile, he's has quinoa on his face, and he's got the garlic from the quinoa in his hair, and he's actually pulling some out of his pocket, eating, going, no, not me. I didn't take the quinoa. Hey, you guys want some quinoa? No,
yeah, because Jason, it's easy. Ask him, so what store was it taken from? And then they'll say, like, something I don't go to. Like, no, I'm a Sprouts guy. We're good. That's it.
I only go to Sprouts. But here's the video of you. Actually, a video of you taking this quinoa. No, that's not me. Not me. It's not me.
Look, we could play games with video and it's not make me. It look like you're coming out of any store. Look, there he is coming out of an El Pollo Loco. He had chicken.
That wasn't me.
You want to know the best It Wasn't Me story? You want to know the best Wasn't Me story?
Wasn't Me. All right, we're going all shaggy on a Friday night.
This is a fun Friday night story, right? So this is when I was in high school. I was working in the produce department in Pathmark, right? And we had this guy come in who was our new night manager, and he was a lunatic, right? He was only a couple of years older than that. Like, night manager, like, oh, guy's like 35. No, this guy's like 21, right? He's a night manager, right?
He worked his way up.
Yeah, well, you get promoted early in supermarkets, right? Like, you become a manager at, like,
last man standing. Yeah.
He's a manager at 22. Wow, I mean, that's what it was. I mean, we're all like 17. He's 21. And they have in the store, every store has cameras so they can see what's going on if they're shoplifting. It was a big superstore, and they had this camera that went all the way across from one aisle all the way to the end. And they would just move it if they saw something suspicious or saw something, if there was going to be a fight or something. And because they wanted the camera, they wanted to get it, and get proof of it. So they have the camera, it's going back, and you could see it when the camera moves. And this is one of the guy's first nights, and he's in the and he's in the aisle, and he's sitting there, and we're talking, and when the camera comes, like, okay, let's get busy doing work, because you also don't want the camera catching you not working. So we're like, hey, the camera's in the aisle, camera's in the aisle. He's like, what are you talking about? And we go, there's a camera right there. And he looks at me, he goes, that's a camera right there? I go, yeah. He goes, that's not a camera. I go, yes, it is. He goes, yeah, no, it's not. He goes, trust me. And luckily, it was a Friday night, nobody was in the aisle, and he moons the camera.
Oh, no.
Right? He moons the camera, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. And then you just hear, you know, they call his name, Tommy, to the front desk right away, to the front desk right away. We're like, oh, he's getting fired. He's so getting fired. He's so getting fired. Right? So he goes, and then like 10 minutes later, he comes back, and we're like, dude, you're back? You didn't get fired? He goes, what do you mean didn't get fired? He goes, yeah, no. He goes, the camera's all grainy. I go, you can barely see it. I go, but what do you mean? He goes, no, you could see me mooning them. And I said, yeah. He goes, but it's too grainy. I said, so what do you mean? He goes, they said, we want to show you what we just got video of you, you know, 3 minutes ago. So they play it for me, and I can tell that, you know, it's grainy. And I just look at the guy, I go, that wasn't me. And the guy was like, what are you talking? What do you mean it wasn't you? This is just, it's not me. That's not me. Because it's black and white. You couldn't see what the clothes, everything. He's like, it's not me. It's not me. And so the guy just kicked him out and said, just get out of here. Just get out of here. Because he didn't know what he could do legally. Could I fire him, send him home? He said, no, it wasn't him. And he wound up continuing to work and was a manager there for a few more months. But all he
That's
did,
crazy.
There's video of him. There's video of him mooning the camera. And he just says, yeah, it wasn't me. And somehow he was able to keep his job.
In other words, they really didn't care. He was a valuable enough employee.
Oh,
nobody got
God.
Hurt in the process.
Oh, that was insane.
Is really the only analysis I can get to on that. But, yeah, look, man, chaos on a Friday, and now we've got people mooning others in the aisle.
That's my best it wasn't me story. I'm like, there's actual video. And look, now clearly this, you know, plays out now in 2021 when things like that can happen and people can still say, yeah, it wasn't me. Oh, okay. All right. Well, it looks like you. It's you. You have your name on your shirt you're wearing. No,
there are only
me.
Three guys on staff at that point.
No, it wasn't me. Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We are underway in the loser leave town match. Blazers lead the Lakers right now. 14-6 midway through the first quarter. Anthony Davis did start, is in the lineup for the Lakers. He has 3 of the Lakers' 6 points. So far, I can't say so good because the Lakers are down 8, but this is one of those nights where the danger equivalent for the Lakers could get pretty bad depending on how this game goes. So again, they're down 14-6. Midway through the first quarter. Now, outside of the Lakers tonight, and of course, you know, hey, you know, the Knicks are playing too, and they could win a huge game tonight
over
the Suns. We have Zion Williamson. Maybe we scratch the rest of the season for him, as he is now out indefinitely with a fractured left ring finger, an injury that Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin said was avoidable if the NBA did a better job officiating Zion Williamson. Now, Zion was hurt at some point during the game against the Warriors on Tuesday night. With about 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, it looked like Williamson hurt his finger when he went up for an offensive rebound. The team says it's kind of wear and tear over a long period of time, and they've been saying that the games aren't officiated fairly. Zion's not getting to the free throw line enough. He is getting hit and getting hit over the top, and the NBA doesn't do anything about it. The team has said they've complained many times to the NBA, and something has to be done. Here's David Griffin from earlier today.
I'm really frustrated because this was avoidable. We told the NBA through every means available to us, through sending in film, through speaking to everybody in the officials department, everybody in basketball operations, that the way they were officiating Zion was going to get him injured. And quite frankly, he's injured now because of the open season that there's been on Zion Williamson in the paint. He has been absolutely mauled in the paint on a regular basis, to the point that other players have said to him, I'm going to keep doing this to you, because they don't call it. So there is more violence encouraged in the paint against Zion Williamson than any player I've seen since Shaq. It was egregious and horrific then, and the same is true now.
So there's David Griffin saying, players are saying, I'm going to keep doing this to you because they're not going to call it. Uh-huh. He made a comparison to Shaquille O'Neal saying this is kind of how Shaq was officiated during his career. And yes, there were many times where I say, how does Shaq get hit like that? And there's no foul call. I mean, really, how does he not get that foul call? I mean, some superstars get them and some don't. And that's the quirkiness of the NBA is that some stars get all the foul calls. They just do. And some stars don't. Is this Zion's got to prove himself a little bit more in the league? That there's a little bit of Zion bias out there that, you know what, you've been in the league not even 2 years. Let's see you earn getting these superstar calls before we start giving these calls to you, even though this is something that maybe you should be at the free throw line a little bit more. Yeah, the NBA is quirky. I mean, really, that's what it is. The NBA is quirky when they come to who gets the superstar calls and who doesn't. And I guarantee you this, and this is something that New Orleans doesn't want to hear. If Zion's playing on national TV every night, he gets officiated differently. If he's playing on national TV, if he's on a different team, if he's on Clippers, Lakers, Knicks, then everybody gets to see it. Because when something happens on national television, that's when people pay attention to it. You may not like that, but that's the way it is. If something happens in a nationally televised game, it becomes a talking point. It becomes something that you can't just brush away. But in games where, hey, this game, you know, not a lot of people saw it, or it was a game that, you know, hey, we split the visuals because some of the games were on the Marvel, you know, it was the Marvel game. You know, some people watch for that, so they're not really watching for, you know, basketball. They're watching for the Marvel stuff. When you're on national TV every night, and if it's accumulation for Zion Williamson, then things would be differently. But when you're not on a lot because you're on the Pelicans and they're not in the playoff chase, this is kind of what's going to happen. This is why they have to bring this attention to the NBA, because we don't get that respect call. We don't get the respect calls that James Harden gets, that Kevin Durant gets, that other players get, that LeBron James gets when it looks like he just got swatted into the third row. Instead, he's going to the free throw line. When you do that on a big center stage, things go differently for you. Again, Pelicans don't want to hear it because they're like, wait a minute. Yeah, but when you're on center stage, when you're on a big team, when you get everybody paying attention to everything you do, then you get those calls.
No, and that's really the larger point is that he has been on a ton. We've watched a lot of games of Zion Williamson ending in our window or starting in our window. So he's getting the push. He's got to hit an outside shot. He's got to be able to extend the range. It happens at every level of sports, though. Right? I happen to have a daughter who's built like a fire plug. Okay? Plays youth soccer. Literally, unless she gets thrown to the ground, she ain't getting a call. Because they're just, you know, she's a bigger kid. She's sturdy, I guess is the word folks would use. Stout, whatever. She's built like me. She's probably going to be taller than me. But either way, she takes a hit and just keeps moving. It's like even with the ball. And it's just that she won't get a call. Like unless she's absolutely just submarined. And that goes all the way through. And we've watched it. Maybe you've experienced it wherever you are listening across the great, the planet, because you know, we're global. But the idea for Zion Williamson is, yeah, we've watched him get beaten up. And calling fouls isn't going to stop it, especially when he's only hitting, what, 62% of his free throws or something like that? And he has no jump shot to speak of? Yeah, if you're going to keep going into the lane, what are they going to do? They're going to smack you, and they're going to do it again and again and again. What is he at? He's at 64% for the year. So one out of every three he's going to miss. And how? What have we talked about a bunch? Their margin of victory / margin of defeat is wafer thin this year. And if Zion were hitting more free throws, maybe he doesn't get smacked as much. And if he has an outside jump shot, maybe he doesn't get smacked as much. You're not going to call fouls every time down the court. You're just not.
No, and what he also needs to do, because you make a really good a point there, is that what he needs to do is be able to sell the calls more. Right? Like this, like LeBron sells the calls. I mean, look, this is a guy that's been in the league now for a long time.
Rubbing his eye, and holding his head.
What happened on this one?
I know it's
kind of anti to where Zion is. And I'm not saying you got to flop and you turn into Vlade Divac all of a sudden, but you got to sell those calls a bit. If you get hit, it's like, okay, to understand, to say, okay, I'm not going to get this rebound and I got hit. instead of saying, okay, I'm just going to try to get it. Maybe it happens. Maybe I don't. I go back up the court. If you're going back up and you get hit and you didn't get the rebound, you got to sell that call more. And
yeah, he's the antithesis of Luka. Right, yeah. Where Luka complains. And
he complains
gets an
dribbling the ball
face.
At the court.
Right, and he falls all over the place. And look, I like we always say on the show, right, it's a show mantra. You don't fault a good strategy. But for Zion, the playthrough, and I say it to Maddie as well, and for everybody else, your coach and your kid in whatever sport, yeah, you're not going to get a call if the kid just keeps moving. They're going to be like, all right, why am I going to bother? Why am I going to stop the play if the kid's not – you know, decimated by it. And Zion is just that guy. The pogo stick keeps moving, right? If he gets a shot deflected, but there's a lot of body, what's he doing? He's going after the loose ball instead of falling to the ground or complaining. That's not going
to
help.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo!
Knicks and the Suns knotted up at 39 apiece early in the second quarter. We'll have more on this game coming up in about 10 minutes. Alex Caruso has just hit a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter. The Lakers trail the Blazers by 12. So not quite the start that AD and the Lakers hoped. 32-20, a game that could end tonight with the Lakers in the play-in round if they don't step up. AD does have 8 points so far for the Lakers, but down 12 already. End of the first quarter, Damian Lillard has 12. This came to me today. Look, we have more Aaron Rodgers stories. Every day, I told you, every day there's an Aaron Rodgers story. And today, I just thinking about how all of this drama has been going on the past few weeks and months with this and what's next with everything else and stories of all his teammates, you know, past and present, weighing in on Aaron Rodgers' situation. I realized, you know, Aaron Rodgers' situation is just like the MCU. Everything that's gone on, it's just like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those things where the...
Riddle me this, just, Batman. Explain.
It just clicked in my head. I'm like, this is like the MCU. Okay? So here's the deal. The MCU, they had phase one. All right, phase one that kicked this whole thing off, right? We have Iron Man, and then Iron Man. That kicked everything off. Like, Iron Man was really the beginning of the MCU because it was so good. And it put everything else into motion. Drafting Jordan Love was phase one of the Aaron Rodgers situation. It kicked everything else into motion. Everything was fine. Everybody's going along. But drafting Jordan Love, that kickstarted this entire stuff with Aaron Rodgers. There's total chaos, and nobody, where is this going to go from here? So phase one for the MCU, we got Iron Man, we got kicking things off, and then boom, you have the drafting of Jordan Love. Okay. Phase two is the 2020 regular season. Okay, we get past phase one, Rodgers' revenge while plotting his next move. And this was Marvel putting all the new movies in. Hey, we're setting things up. We're setting up the Avengers, right? We're setting up, that's going to be our big tent pole, and it's going to be great, and we're going to change movies forever with this. So we get a little bit of Iron Man, get a little bit of Captain America, get a little bit of Thor. We get all the stuff going on. So we're playing. So that's phase two, right? The regular season, while Aaron Rodgers is playing great, but we're wondering, okay, where is this all leading to, right? Rodgers is playing well. The Packers are winning. We know he's still mad. What's it leading to? Same thing with Marvel phase two. All right, how's that sound so far?
Okay, yeah, no, I could dig it.
Okay,
right? We got to go in process. Absolutely.
Right. So that's it. Now phase three, the biggest one yet, the playoff loss. We should have went for the touchdown, and the subsequent fallout with him saying he can't go back to play in Green Bay. And that was the Infinity War / Endgame of Phase 3 for Aaron Rodgers, right? Because that was the end of Phase 3 for Marvel, was Infinity War, Endgame, and now we're kicking off Phase 4. But for Phase 3, everything built towards these two movies, for Infinity War and Endgame, and this is where, okay, now everything, we've built to this moment, and now what's next? We've built to this moment, and here's Aaron Rodgers through Adam Schefter and others saying, I can't go back to Green Bay. Reports today he turned down a huge contract contract extension. It would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. He said no. That was phase three. All right. Everything comes to this. Now we know we can't go back. Now, where do the Packers go from here? Where does the Marvel Cinematic Universe go from here? That's phase four. What is next? Now, there's plans, right? We're getting, you know, we've already gotten Vision and Scarlet Witch. We've gotten Falcon and Winter Soldier. We're going to get the Eternals. We're going to get the new Spider-Man movie later on. We're going to get Loki coming up in a couple of weeks. That's what's, but it's unknown, right? Where is it going? We don't know. That's where we're at right now. Aaron Rodgers, the unknown. It's the offseason. We're trying to figure out what's next, where it's all going to go, but we know it's going to end with a trade. We know it's going
to
end with a deal,
but here's
because
the
that's
thing.
The only solution there is now.
No. See, because there's still a chance it can all come together. I mean, as we see nobody's ever really dead and gone, right? All you do is
True.
Have a time heist, and here they are.
Well, Quicksilver is that they, for some reason, they don't want to bring Aaron Taylor Johnson back.
Well, no, they still brought back Pietro, as fans call him.
Yeah. We're not even going to bring the other guy back.
Yeah, but they produced a Funko product that has Pietro in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest piece of memorabilia and merchandise that's gone out there, and it sells out every time they reload within seconds because people think it's just the greatest thing ever. But when we look at this, this is also the, all right, can we re-sign Chris Evans? We've got to make nice with Robert Downey Jr. because we plan to use a little bit of footage that we cut years ago in Black Widow and these other things, and he was mad, so he wasn't going to work with us anymore, so we have to promise him some more money to bring him back. And that really ties to Rodgers, right? All this speculation that he just wants a giant pile of guaranteed money and for them to bow down at the altar of Aaron Rodgers and everything will be okay, right? That's one of the many theories of how you go through. Now, Banner's going to have to figure it out. He and Doctor Strange is going to do his little thing where he's twitchy and holding up fingers and all of that stuff. But it's a fascinating journey as we get to the next phase. And I'm all for it. By the way, they moved Loki up 2 days. So bonus for the rest of us.
Yeah, Wednesday is a new Friday now. Loki's going to be on Wednesday now instead of Friday.
Yay. Final night before school ends.
Yeah.
Guess what we're doing at midnight? Watch party, baby!
But I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers is going along just like the phases of the MCU.
Trust me.
Like the phases of the MCU. And now, what's next in phase four? Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. A big story out of the NBA next, Fox.